Blog Talk Radio.
Dedrick Haddon,
And then I'm going to play God Is My Refuge by Fred Hammond. Amen.
Love.
And now God is my refuge by Fred Hammond. Amen.
There is nothing we need more than your presence. Highly favored, rejoicing in the Lord. Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And how are you doing, Pastor?
I am blessed and highly favored as well, and glad you are here with us tonight to give us a great Bible study. Amen.
Well, we got a great one tonight. This is we got a four-day series of we're going to speak on how to handle godly persecution. Amen?
Amen.
Godly persecution. A godly way. Many people in the world will not understand why I said godly. It's a way to act your characterize. And, you know, God just says, don't get out your character. Okay? Most times, you can fly off the handle. You can start cursing because the old man will try to come up. And that's what the enemy wants. But we're going to look at this right now. There's nothing more certain than to face the fact that we face an adversary. Some of this would be natural. For example, if we want to learn how to glide or technical climbing mountains, we will find gravity to be a serious adversary. But this is not a personal thing. Gravity adversary affects everyone who tries to go against it. We understand this. This is not hard to deal with. And we can easily accept it in an elevation, the benefits or consequence of choices. We decided to go on a diet this year, and then suddenly surrounded by our favorite food in abundance. So we do accuse the host at the Christmas party. Not if we want to be invited back. So at the Christmas party, you don't attack the host, because what they're hosting. Now, when you know you're going to a Christmas party and you know you're dying, for me, I wouldn't even go, because there's a lot. Haven't you noticed? Now, I'm going to give you a prime example. When you go on a fast, now I'm going to give you an example. Don't watch the... Hold on. Let me take care of something right quick. Hold on.
All right.
Go to a break right quick or something. Something going on.
All right. Well, Wanda handles that problem that's going on, and we're going to play another song here. It's called Won't He Do It by Corinne Hawthorne. All right. Here we go.
Come on, right up. Yes, Jesus. Nobody's stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me up, but I got Jesus on my side. Look that I thought of a lie. Ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb. The enemy. Can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't live too long. lose it again. I'm about to let them know where I'm from. Don't take me there again.
Apologize to all the listeners. It was a distraction, okay, a distraction. And I'm going to get back on, but I passed my test. I did not lose control. Now, I usually would show out. I ain't going to lie to you. With my old nature, I would have showed out and told them to get the hell out of my house. But, see, I'm a new character. I'm a new creation, old thing passed away, so excuse me by saying hell. But that was my old character when I was in the old way, so. Today, we have to handle every situation, every person. It's not the people that brings persecution, the enemy used. So we're going to look at the word of God again. Amen?
Amen.
And when God, I had this today. Now, we decided to go on a diet. That's where we left off. Okay, I want to keep going back where I left off, so I won't have to keep reading over and over. So that's what, you know, when you get ready to go on a diet, say you're going to die this year, and then suddenly surrounded by all kinds of favorite foods. Or if you're fasting, haven't you noticed everything you desire or your favorite food? But please don't watch the TV now. If you watch the TV, you're going to fail because the enemy is going to put everything you desire. Now, I'm going to give you a prime example. When I was at the ministry, now my favorite food is Chinese, like Mexican, like African food, but everything – that I desire. Do you know everything I liked it and I don't love it? And I'm going to get to that. A lot of people say they love this kind of food. That I don't love anything more than God. A lot of people say, oh, wonder we having this. So I sat there. I said, what is this come from? We had never. When I said never, we had never had this come in the house of the Lord. We used to have to pay for this food. This time, all this stuff came and it was a spread. I mean, like we was at an all-you-can-eat buffet. We don't get mad at the host now or a child of God. Just because these things happen, if you're on the diet, you got to step back from the table. Okay? Now, if you're on a fast, that's between you and God. Now, I'm going to show you the real fast in the Word of God. and dealing with persecution. In Isaiah 58, 6 through 8, it said, is this not the fast? Now, this is the spiritual fast that God is calling. Is this not the fast I've chosen to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, to let the oppressed go free? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry when you see the naked, do you hide yourself from your own flesh? That is a fast. But many people say, I'm fasting. If you have said I'm fasting or dieting, do you know that's when your test comes? Because you didn't open it up and you have exposed it. I ain't doing this. You're not doing that. When you do a fast, that means no one knows. I don't go on a fast with a lot of people. When God will tell me and he allows me to do a fast, it's like a lot of people have lost loved ones. Okay? A lot of people that's an adversary. Okay? When you're going through a lot of things, you have to get away from certain things that you know will make you fall. Now, let's get back into it. I'm going to read this again. So, you don't go off at the host. You don't go off at the church. Now, I'm giving you a prime example of how people, just because you're on the diet, that between you and God. That's not behind going to the Christmas party. Now, if you know a Christmas, that's Christmas. They're going to have a spread out. Okay? All right, so you don't accuse the host of what, because you're having it. You don't accuse the church because they brought all this here. It don't stop one person. My grandma used to say one monkey don't for show. And I used to talk about what monkey? She was saying one individual. She wasn't calling people monkeys, but she used to give us a scenario. One don't stop the show because you're going through that. Amen? So let's look at this. So we don't accuse the host at a Christmas party or a person or attack that person. Not if we want to invite, if you want to be invited back, you know not to say anything. Because most times people say you didn't show out and you didn't attack that person. That person didn't do anything but host the party. Through this kind of opposition to our commitment can feel almost personal. When we recognize we are in a natural thing, we realize that all as soon as we have made the commitment. When you make a commitment, do you know everything in the world tries to come at you? If you say, we talked about a diet, everything in the world, you talk about a fast, you talk about sustaining from certain things, people, place, and things, do you know a lot of things will come up and say, you know what, I remember what we used to do. I remember how we used to party, drink, do this. I remember when we used to do all kinds of things. But you have to make a stop to it. No, we're not in this. That is not, that's my old me. See, I'm a new creation in Christ. Old things passed away. Behold, all things became new. I pick up my cross daily. I submit to God. I don't submit to the things of the world. Yes, that's my past. It does not determine my future. If you reminisce on these things, then you'll be back in that time. But nothing is behind you. God wants you to go forward. God is your real God, but a lot of people want to look back. We don't want to be like Lot's wife. Lot's wife looked back, and she turned to a pillar of salt. She wasn't meant for no good. The wind blew it away. So when you want to look back, say, no, I'm going forward because I serve a God. I serve a living God, Psalm 18:46, so I'm going to walk. All right, let's look at the next one, in persecution, okay? All right. I hope everybody understands these are scenarios I'm telling you about. But what you have to do, not to go out of your care when you're going through persecution, okay? When we realize that as soon as we have made a commitment, we have an opportunity to blow it, then the universe just seems to work it that way. When it is hard to deal with, when we face personal oppression, to the things we value and decide we make. Sometimes this opposition is appropriate because we have made a bad decision and those who we love around us tries to help us that we want to do is harmful to others and to ourselves. Such godly opposition hopefully comes from the form of honest agreement, loyal commitment, faithful, trustworthy, but without effort to either control or punish us, these are wounds from a friend. Now, well, from a wound from a friend. If you don't, you see that person trying to make a mistake, pick up drugs, go and try, and I plead the blood of Jesus before I speak this. If there you heard that person say, I want to commit suicide, a friend going to stop that. A person that wounds you will backbite against you. Okay? A real person will tell you, hold up, you're going to make the biggest mistake of your life. God has the plan and purpose he has for you. A plan to possibly not harm you. Plans to give you hope in the future. That's what a friend, I love you. God laid down his life for you. He's your best friend, and that's in Proverbs. God said he holds you in his mighty righteous right hand. That's a friend that loves you. But if a friend see you, wounds of a friend, slander, backbite, envy, strife, malice mouth, okay? Malice mouth is a person that murders you with the words. Say they love you but all the time hate you, okay? And that means hate is a strong word in the word of God. That means murder. It said love your brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? Okay.
Amen.
Other time, the opposite we face is a mere aggressive kind and involves a person or a group goes out their way to pursue us, pushes us to change us, to push us, for us to do things better. This falls in the category of persecution. When somebody coming at you, okay, a group pursuing you, okay, partaker, okay, when you look at all these things, now if you look at Jesus, it was a multitude, okay, it wasn't one person. A lot of, when they show these movies, it was a multitude. That's more than 5,000 he fed, okay. A lot of people try to say, oh, it's okay, now, in Psalm 91, verse 11 and 12, it says, 1,000 may come at your right side and 10,000 at your left side, but it shall not come near your dwelling. He didn't already say it. Many can come at you, but he got you. That's all what it's saying. God, I don't care how many come, it will not work. That's in Isaiah 54, 17. When God said, no weapon formed against who? You. It don't matter who persecutes you. You will have to go through persecution, but you got to study your word. When you study your word, you show yourself approval, workman that needs not be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. So you get into your word of God, and you say, God, show me what I am going through, okay? And the Holy Spirit will show you. Now, I want you to understand, it just, when that first word, it said no. When God was talking to Isaiah, he said no. That's the first word. But a lot of people go, no weapon formed against him shall prosper. You didn't hear the first word God said to him. No. Then he said weapon. He didn't say the weapon wouldn't come. He said no weapon formed. If it formed against you, they will not prosper. But it goes on down. That's all some people remember, no weapon formed against me. But it said no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises, we bring condemnation. For the servant of the Lord is vindication from who? God. Many don't understand that. He didn't just say that. You have to understand it's something behind why he told you that. And sometime when that did happen to you, do you know God will bring that same person or the same clique or the same people that despise you, try to plan, plot, and scheme against you for you to help them, to show the character of Christ. So we're going to take a break right now. Pastor, what you think about this sermon tonight?
Wonderful, Pastor.
All right, we're going to take a break. Women of God, daughters of King, I hope I'm not speaking too fast, but I love you. God have given me these things to speak to you, to encourage you. You're not alone in battles. God is with you. Amen? So let's go to
Amen.
A break in Jesus' name.
All right, let's play a great song here by Todd Delaney. Called Victory Belongs to Jesus.
I have to let him flow. A lot of people, if you don't let him flow, they're like, look at what it say here. So even though I'm reading from certain, this is a background of I'm telling a scenario, but then I'm bringing the word of God. Because so the people in the world.
No one will stand against our King. no one can, no one will.
Amen. Yes, victory belongs to Jesus. Amen. Amen. All righty. Well, while we're on break, I'm going to take a call here, see who we got. Well, you're on air.
Hi, my name is Doug Fiorova, and I'm a good friend of Pastor Leroy Jackson, and I wanted to call in and share a little bit of the conversation that I had with Leroy. As we all know, Leroy is a bit of an alcoholic, and excuse my language, but sometimes alcoholics are like assholes. They can't wait to shit on everyone and everything, and sometimes he's in a bad mood, and sometimes he gives pretty good advice. And we were actually talking about politics a little bit, and he said that, you know, Bill Clinton had his scandals, and now Trump is being accused of being with women and women accusing him of rape and whatnot. And Leroy was considering running for president, but he said now Leroy said he's not going to run for president because he's afraid no woman would come forward and claim that she's had sex with him. I mean, no woman would ever come forward and claim she's had sex with Leroy. So he's not going to run for president. But he is going to have an intervention for Doctrine. Doctrine's having some problems with alcohol and drugs and his sex addiction and mental health problems, and he's had worms in his poop and rectal itch and all that kind of stuff. So he's going to do the intervention for Doctrine. I'm going to support it. I think this guy does need the help, and I'm going to help Leroy with that as much as I can. He did have something I wanted to ask Ken about. Leroy had said that Wanda was recently involved in a DUI crash. Not that she was the drunk driver, but a
Hold up. I wasn't in anything. Listen to me, young man. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't even drive. Everybody drive me. First of all, you better know your facts, sweetie.
No,
stop bringing me in something you don't know. I haven't been in no car accident.
Okay. No, we thought that not that you were driving.
No, man. No, sir. No, sir.
That you were injured.
I have. They send Ubers to me. Listen, God send Ubers to me. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I don't even have to do anything. They send Ubers to me. Okay?
No, yeah.
So
no,
I don't know
where
you got it from, but you need to your source.
Oh, that's, well, I was talking with the pastor. No, ma'am, I wasn't insulting you. I didn't imply that you were doing anything bad. We had thought you got into an automotive accident, Pastor Leroy.
No, sir.
Okay,
the Lord,
we just want to make sure
listen,
you're okay.
Young man, listen. I'm going to turn that back around. First and foremost, I rightly divide the word of truth, and if I was in any accident, Pastor, God knows first, Pastor Ken and all the listeners, I'd have said, pray for me, but I don't really get on the no telling anybody to pray for me. It's many Wanda Smith, but I'm the original, I'm Pastor Wanda Smith, apostle as that. First of all, no, sir. So whoever told you that, send it back to the center in Jesus' name.
Okay.
Amen.
They must have got their
story wrong. All right, Pastor, listen. Pastor, I'm going to get finished. I'm going to get finished with that is another distraction. That's a distraction, okay? I'm going to get finished with the sermon, and then I got to go because, you know, I still, because it's a lot of stuff going on in the spirit realm right now. It's a lot of people don't, let me go to this. It's a lot of people without mothers. A lot of people get to feeling sad, and a lot of mothers then raise, they didn't outlive their kids. So I don't have time to really play or what people are talking about. And it's a lot of kids still in foster care. Some have been kidnapped. A whole bunch of stuff that we need to be sitting praying about after I get finished with this. So I don't have time tonight because I'm really tired. But I said I was going to get on and finish this segment for tonight for the women to be encouraged. Okay? Many people, women, then got divorces. So they didn't got divorces. So it's a lot of things, but every day is Mother's Day to me. Every day is Father's Day when a parent see about their kids. So let's get back in this discussion, okay? And anything that the listeners have heard, it is false, okay? It is false. I'm well. I'm live and well. Haven't been no accident. Whoever got that room out, I send it back to the sender. It's from the Father of Lies, John 8:44, okay? So let's get that. Women of God and men of God, whoever listening, okay? We're children of God, and when we're going through persecution, okay? So I'm going to give you some scriptures, okay? Let's look at Matthew 13:21. So if a persecution is a part of a program of a faith, a believer, how can we support and deal with it? Jesus addressed it, this subject directly in context of the parable of the sower. The immature will always persecute, will always persecute to prevent them from growing up spiritually. Jesus called, okay, let's look at Matthew 5:10. Jesus called them blessed who are persecuted from being and doing right. I thank God for being persecuted. Because Jesus went through, we're going to go through it. Amen? He called you blessed. He didn't call you cursed. It's a different thing, blessing and cursing. But Jesus said you're blessed. He implies that if we are not righteous, you can expect persecution. If you're not righteous, you can't expect persecution without being blessed. If we have a choice, let's order the one of blessing. Let's look at Matthew 5:44, what Jesus said. Jesus gave us a very defined way of being with those who persecute us. But I tell you, love your enemies. Wait a minute, listen to what Jesus said. He didn't say curse them out. Go out there and see about them. Jesus gave a paradigm. Love your enemies. Pray. He said, love your enemies. Oh, I got kind of distracted right then. He said, oh, man, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Okay? He said, love your enemies, love those who persecute you. That's a hard thing. But you only can do that if you're mature in the things of God. Because you will have to go through the same thing. Because look what Jesus went through. Jesus didn't say, hold up, let me call her. Jesus could have called everything from the kingdom of God to back him up. But Jesus knew he had to do a paradigm. He had to show the parables. He had to instruct us and show us how to live. If he stepped out of all glory and came down here to show us to walk as man, but all the time God, hallelujah. But look at what he said. Love your enemies. I hear a lot of people say, I can't stand that person. Whoa, they did this, they did. But look, Jesus went through more than that. He gave an example, love them. He didn't change it. Love. Now, love comes a multitude of sin. Okay? Only through Jesus Christ. Now, look at, he said, and bless those who persecute you. Now, ain't that an awesome saying from Almighty, the Son of God, the Son of Man, tells you what to do.
Amen.
But I tell you to love your enemy and pray for those. He said, pray for them, for those who persecute. See, you got back up. He didn't already gave you what we must. That's a command. Just because there's all this going on, when they get on the radio station saying all this foolish stuff, I'm going to pray for them. Because it's not coming at us. We have an example and how to act. We don't have to talk back. We ain't got to fight with our mouth because it's a lie. Because we know who we are and God's going to fight our battle. If Jesus tells us what to do, we must do. That's a command for the children of God. Amen? It's not for the world. Because the world's going to tell you do this and do that.
That's wonderful.
Hello?
I got somebody that wants to ask you a question. Okay, so
They want to stop me in the flow of speaking about what Jesus said. All right, go ahead. And then I'm gonna hop off, okay? And if you call an altar call, okay?
I want to ask you a question.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, ask a question. Because, see, when we do Bible study, I don't jump off. But I do this tonight, and then after we get finished asking this question, I will come off the radio right now. Amen?
Okay. Ashley, you can go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, Wanda. I have a question. Recently, I went through a bout with kidney stones, but the one thing that got me through it was put my faith in the forces of darkness, and I wanted to know if you, like, the belief in the darkness and Satan and stuff, if that helps people.
I never heard of that. First and foremost, when you're a child of God, if he allow you to go through that, He said, go to Psalm 23, through the valley of shadow of death.
I tried that, but it didn't work. But
and what's
but
your name?
Well,
wait,
read,
keep talking. Keep talking. Keep talking.
Yeah, but when I picked up the Necronomicon and I read it and read all the stories about of all the people that have given their souls to the darkness.
No, listen, so listen, stop. First of all, listen, I want you to understand. Tell me what scripture that's coming from.
The Necronomicon doesn't have scriptures.
Okay, well, you need to get in the Word of God, okay? Stop
yep,
reading about dogs and all the time. No.
But it helps me.
Get in your Word. Listen, young lady, get in your Word. That is the only how, because you keep talking about darkness, the soul, and God took you here. God didn't take you there. That's what the enemy wants, to play tricks and lies to you, because that's the father of lies, John 8:44. God is not going to say he'll save your soul, huh? And if you're reading about certain things and watching certain things, he said, guard your eye gate, your ear, your eyelid. What are you listening to?
The Bible didn't work for me.
Well, listen, if it don't work for you, I'm going to tell you now, I can't keep asking the same question, because if the Bible ain't working for you, it's like me wasting my words. Because, see, I can't put my words on deaf ears, okay? But what you need to do is get in the Word, pray, and ask God. Because he tells and instructs you. Seek first the kingdom of God and all yours. Right.
I said it didn't work.
If it don't work, God bless you. But listen, you all women of the God, daughters of a king, pastor, I need all y'all to be praying for mothers, for the kids, and some of the mothers have outlived their parents. So it's a lot going on, and we're going to go off on the radio right now. And, Pastor, you can handle these questions with this young lady, young man, in Jesus' name. But this is not what God called me. We are speaking on persecution, and I know what this is. This is from Satan. This person was calling. I don't believe in darkness. I believe in Jesus Christ. But good night, women of God. Happy Mother Day. God love you in Jesus' name. Good night, Pastor.
Oh,
she's
in. Hi.
Stupid bitch. I'll swallow
your soul. All right. That's the one that left us. Ashley, what is with the darkness?
I don't know. It just helps me.
Gives me focus. And it makes me stronger.
And it has a lot of... It provides you with vital existence, undefiled wisdom, and so many other great perks. Yeah, Ted, I shut Wanda down. I scared her away
and
dragged her to hell.
You did, Ashley. Well, let's take another caller here from 111. You're on the air.
Hi there, Pastor. I want to know what's in the scripture about devils and demons.
Well, Ashley should be Ashley, she should know a lot about that. Okay.
No,
what
but
you know
I'm
about
telling you in the Bible, where does it say in the scriptures about devils and demons?
Ashley.
Huh?
Yeah.
Sounds like Pastor Ken don't know his
scriptures. It talks about devils and demons. You should know that.
Yeah, they're the master race that are going to bring peace to the world, enslave the humans.
Why do you believe in the devil?
Because it helps me. It makes sense. It gives me strength.
But I thought it was the other way around. I thought Jesus was the answer.
No. You've been misinformed.
Wow, because everybody's been telling me about Jesus, that he's the answer.
and it's just say to read the scriptures.
That's silly. It's nothing but Bronze Age fantasy.
It's a way
to go. A fantasy as well, too.
No. Satan's real. I'm like, God.
Satan's not real. It's just a thing in your mind.
Well, of course I know that because, you see,
I am Lucifer reincarnated.
You're not Lucifer. You know why?
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. You're
yes,
not
I am.
Lucifer. No, you're
yep.
not.
Yep. yep
you're
yep,
not
yep,
Lucifer
yep, 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 yep.
because I know a person who works for a person that person knows a person that knows a demon, and then that the demon knows Lucifer. And you're not
who
Lucifer.
That person be? I'm going to have to agree to disagree with that.
It's all in your mind.
Okay. Maybe
Pastor
it is.
Ken, is there any more callers?
Yes, we got another caller here. Let's take it. 111, you're on the air. Amen.
My name is Joseph Fiorova, and I was told by Pastor Leroy on that show I heard earlier him say that Pastor Wanda was in a car accident. I'm glad to hear she is okay. But Pastor Leroy said that Wanda had an affair with Bill Clinton in the early 90s. I was hoping that we would get clarity on that, but I do not believe it because Leroy has a problem with alcohol. He also said Farrar was seen at a farmer's market holding a cucumber and staring at it with a big smile, if you catch my drift. Sources close to the story say that he is looking more like a grandma each day. No more frittata, no more Farrar. He is now known as Grandma. Hashtag Grandma. Again, I do not condone that behavior. That is from Leroy. Thank you, and have a great evening.
All righty. Well, thank you for sharing. Amen. We'll take another call here. 111, you're on the air. Hello? 111,
hello?
You're on the air.
Hello?
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 Big shock.
Okay. Evidently he's saying okay, let's say goodbye. All righty. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be a Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. All you got to do is ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life, and he will do so. So just say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we'd like to welcome you to the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly faithful. And if you said that prayer, we'd like you to call in the area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Then press the 1 key, and I'll be more than happy to bring you on so you can tell the world if you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, we got another caller here, 111. Let me bring you on. Hello, 111.
I'd like to get 2 tickets to the Memorial Day man pile on R-Dash.
There's not going to be a Memorial man pile on R-Dash.
So you hate the troops?
No, I don't. But there's not going to be a
Come
memorial.
On, Tim. Do it for the troops. Show your patriotism.
No, we're not going to do anything here on R-Dash for Memorial Day. Amen.
But you do stuff on R-Dash every other holiday. So why can't you do it on Memorial Day?
We don't do anything on R-Dash on any holiday.
Can I get the coffee class tickets too?
There ain't going to be no coffee class. Sorry. It's been canceled indefinitely. Yes. All righty, Wally. Thank you for calling.
Asshole.
All righty. Oh, we got another 111 caller. I'm going to bring him on. See what we got. 111, you're on air.
Yes. My name is Paco Rebon. I have called the show before. Hi, Pastor Kim. I was just wondering if I could get the 2 tickets to the Memorial Day man pile. I would like to penetrate many assholes on the Memorial Day, and I know that there have been many homosexuals in attendance.
No, there's not going to be a Memorial Day man pile. I'm sorry. You've been misinformed, Paco.
Wait a minute. He's calling your name. Why are you calling?
Okay. Well, 111, you're on here.
Hello, this is Edgar. I'm coming on the bus from Mexico, and the government was saying that you are letting people stay at your house. Is this true?
No, it's not.
Because I invited everybody to the man pile.
Well, we're not having a man pile, so thank you.
Man. But I wanted to go.
Say what?
But I wanted to go.
Oh, well, we're not having one. So, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. I want to, my pee-pee.
Yeah, I understand, but we're not having one, so sorry about that. Goodbye, sir. All righty. 111, you're on air.
Assalamu alaikum, Osama.
Hey, what's up, Osan?
Where are you? You are missing the party.
What party?
We are all in Gaza shooting rockets in Tel Aviv. Why didn't you come?
I wasn't invited.
I invited you. Islamic Jihad invited you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Didn't you once say you wanted to blow up Tel Aviv?
No, I didn't say that, no.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
All my friends at the masjid have said that about you. You haven't gone back on your ways, have you?
No, never. Never.
Remember, the Quran says, do not take Christians or Jews as your friends.
Oh, okay. Okay, we got to take another call.
That includes your friend Tony Farrar. He's a kafir.
Oh. Okay, 101, you're on the air. Hello?
Ken?
Yeah.
Memorial Day is about honoring those who've given their sacrificed their lives in service to the country. Why won't you honor them?
Because he is a Muslim now.
You don't have to hate the war dead just because you're a Muslim.
No, I don't hate
Osama.
Yeah.
Osama, launching the missiles was just for practice. So when you come back here, you can launch missiles. You want to do that, right?
Launch missiles in the Tony's asshole. Tony Ferrer's butthole. Launch missiles.
Osama, you promised jihad.
You're letting the Brotherhood down.
Yeah. Okay, let's take another call here. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Arun Allah Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
Allah Akbar, Ator Asama, we go to Israel. Why you not go to Israel?
Launch rockets.
Like I said, I didn't know I was invited. I didn't know. But now
I know. We sent it to your email.
I didn't receive an email.
Sent it to
that.
The email.
Ken, what's your email?
There was no email.
Oh.
The imam told me he sent it by email.
He got the call. He was activated.
Oh. You're no longer with us.
Bat signal.
I gave him complete instructions on how to pack a bomb. It's like packing an ass.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, Allah. Here.
Hello. Hello. What's going on?
Okay. All righty. Well, let's take another caller here. Okay, 970, you're on the air. Hello.
Kenny, it's Sam. How are you, honey?
All right, Sam. How you doing, baby?
I'm good, honey. Kenny, I have two things. The first thing is this Arab on the phone sounds very Jewish. We need to investigate this. The second thing is, I agree. The second thing is, Kenny, Memorial Day is coming up, and I'm always very truthful with you. I want you to jump my bones on Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah?
What do you think, Kenny? Can we do it?
No, I don't think we can do that.
We can't do that?
Because I don't jump bones anymore.
What's wrong, Kenny?
E.G.
Do you want to play with me? Maybe you can give me a BJ.
Oh.
We can play with each other's nipples. Just fun. We don't have to shoot loads or anything. It's okay. Kenny?
Yeah.
Memorial Day is coming up soon, honey. What do you say?
Yeah, it is coming up soon. But I'm not gonna be doing anything for Memorial Day. Okay.
Okay, honey, I'll call and try again. Let's get rid of that Arab guy. He needs some more inspection.
Okay. Let's try another call here. 111, you're on the air.
Kenneth.
Yeah, there you are.
Kenneth, for future reference, brother, I don't do that echo bullshit. Ever. I don't call your show. I never do no echo bullshit. I don't even know how to do it. So if I come on your show and you hear echo, if I come on your show and you hear echo, I promise you it ain't from me. Just putting that out there so you know.
Okay. Well, no, I was muting everybody. I didn't mean to cut you off. That was an accident.
Well, I didn't get muted. I got hung up on.
Oh, I didn't mean to hang up on you. I said that was an accident. I was muting people.
All right, Kenny. Well, the past is the past. I forgive you. So I heard a rumor about this Memorial Day man pile. I don't know if it's true. I guess it's not. But I was told the band Tel Aviv 86 was opening up for that. Is that true? Because they're actually an up-and-coming band.
No, it's not true.
Okay. No. I didn't know, man. I just wanted to verify because, you know, I've wanted to see them live, you know, because I heard at the end of the concert they shoot off bombs and shit. It's crazy. So, but, yeah, man, that's good that you're not doing a man pile on Memorial Day. I think that might be a little blasphemous considering what the day means. Are you still doing the anal bash on R-Dash for July 4th, though?
No, not doing that either.
Oh, you canceled that, too? Well, that's too
bad. We never scheduled that.
Oh. Whew. Lord have mercy. Well, so I don't want to take up any more of your time, Kenny. Is there any other callers on?
Yes, there is, matter of fact. Let me bring them on and see what we got. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, Holmes. You're doing there, Holmes.
Five.
Okay. Goodbye. Let's try another. Let's try. I believe this is Ashley. Ashley's called back in. Hey, Ashley, what's up?
Oh, I was wondering if Sam was still on.
Is who?
Sam still on?
Yeah, Sam's still on.
Hey, Sam. If Ken won't take you up in your offer, I will.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I'm flushing right now. I don't know what to say. I'm kind of sweaty too. Oh, it's ruining my makeup.
Ooh. Is this going to be some man-on-man action? Are we talking full-fledged homosexual activity?
Man-on-man action? You mean demon on whatever? Sam, what do you identify as?
Sam is a man. He a grown man. He ain't a demon. So Sam going to fuck a demon? Sam, I know you like ass, brother, but
oof.
A demon's bussy? Come on, brother.
I'm getting so hot. Ugh.
Oh, no, he's
turn
this morning?
Fan on.
Kenny, they about that.
Kenny, how about a three-way?
Kenny, they got a phone fuck on your show, brother. You better cut it down. You better shut it down, Pastor. Shut it down.
No.
Ashley, I have a question. Do
yes?
demons wear cock rings?
Well, we have, yeah, sometimes we do, but I don't have a dick, but I could get a dildo and put one on it.
Oh, I'm getting so hot.
I don't hear Johnny Longfeather. Is he masturbating, Kenny?
No, Johnny dropped for some reason.
Oh, he's jerking off. That mother, he is, I have no doubt in my mind Johnny is jerking off right now.
CBD oil.
Johnny, put the lube down, put your hands away from your penis, and call back into this godless show and listen to these two men talk to each other.
Is that Jewish fellow still on from the Mossad?
I don't. Yeah, he is. For
Kenny,
I know he's here.
Tape one.
Everyone. Hassan. Yeah.
What's up? I'm on the
Take 111,
hey,
one, Kenny.
What's up? Okay, I'm going to bring on 111. 111, you're on here.
Brother.
I'm not pulling it.
Wait, what?
I'm not pulling it.
I know you. You're stroking it, brother. You beef stroganoff in the house, man. Come on, brother.
No.
But why don't you hang up, man? Was it getting too hot for you?
Oh, Ken got crazy with the echoes and hung up on people.
Oh, that's right, Kenny. Kenny, you got to mute them. You can't hang up on them, brother.
I was muting people. I didn't hang up on anybody.
You hung up on me and Johnny. What are you talking about?
Well, it must have been blocked up because I was muting.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to mute myself so that Ashley and our friend Sam can have some alone time and some phone fucking time. So I'm going to mute right now. You guys can go ahead and get all freaky up in here. Go ahead. Amen.
Before I get too hot and salty, Kenny, do you have armadillos over at your place?
No, I don't have armadillos. No.
You know, those armadillos are really pests, and they're all over Texas.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of my day. But we don't have any.
Can you call me if you see one? I want to light him up.
Oh, okay.
My 9mm works really good.
Well, you have a gun?
Oh. Of course. Don't all gays pack heat?
I don't pack heat, Sam.
ED.
Pipe.
Is that because of the ED?
Could be. Jimmy.
Amen, brother.
Ashley, are you packing heat?
Oh.
Not right now.
Demons
so
should surely have some heat, right?
I would like to interject a question, if I may, for the new couple. So will Sam be penetrating the demon, or will the demon be penetrating Sam, or will there be some fellating involved? I'll hang up and listen.
Guess we could take turns.
Oh.
Yeah, I like a symmetric relationship, usually only for a maximum of 8 hours.
Oh.
This is getting hot.
Ugh, I need a fan.
Sam, don't take any of that demon sperm. Sam, don't take any of that demon sperm, brother. I promise you, you don't want none of that, man.
I don't think I've ever had demon sperm.
Kenny, does the Bible say anything about demon sperm?
No.
Would you think demon sperm would be really bad for you, like for your skin and for your health in general? I mean, it's not godly.
I would think so.
I mean, I bet the devil shoot flames out his cock. If I was guessing, just a guesstimation.
Yeah, I would think so too. I think it would be pretty hot.
Oh, I know. I thought you wish you could be with the devil, Kenny.
What?
Go ahead, Sam.
Kenny, I was going to ask you, after I do a romp in the hay with Ashley, can you help convert her back from a demon to something else other than a demon?
No.
Well,
I'm a demon.
Ashley's pretty set on being a demon.
Well, you could try an exorcism.
I was hoping you could make her a Christian.
This is a farce.
Well, that would be up Ashley. Okay.
Osama is not a Christian.
Oh.
See, why is that?
He's not a Christian?
You are not a Christian.
Oh. Is this true, Hammy?
No, I'm a Christian.
He's a Muslim.
You said
Shahada. Osama bin Laden. I mean, Ben Fishman. Amen.
All right.
Fishman, you said Shahada. You will die a Muslim.
Okay. Well, I want to give a shout-out to Juan Alabama.
Kenny, there's 30 minutes left in the show, Kenny.
Come on.
We need to give a shout-out to Islamic Jihad.
Give a shout out to Muhammad Atta,
Kenny. Kenny, can you give a shout out to Muhammad Atta? He's a friend of Hassan's.
Muhammad what?
Atta, Atta.
Oh God.
Kenny, it's just a shout out, man.
Yeah, give a shout out to everybody. Muhammad Atta.
I need specifically Muhammad Atta. He was a great pilot, Kenny. Can you just give him a shout out, please?
Yeah, I'll give him a shout. Muhammad Atta. Okay.
Well, and to the boys in Islamic Jihad.
Give a shout out to everybody: Jay Gunderson, Gavin Moorhead, Tony Farrar,
Ashley
Mike Hunt. Okay.
Mahmoud Jabril.
Okay, have a
roll
wonderful
tide,
night.
One.
Wait a minute, Kenny, don't shut it down. Kenny, don't shut it down, man. Kenny, wait a minute, man. You had Wanda on for 60 minutes, man. Come on, brother.
You need to give a shout-out to Daesh and Hezbollah.
Hezbollah and Daesh.
Can you give a shout-out to... Well, never mind. I don't want to say that on the air.
Boko Haram.
You make 2 hour shows, man, and then you don't only do like not even you don't even do 90 minutes. We have to beg you to do 90 minutes, brother.
It's 90 minutes right now.
I know, but
okay.
you said it for 120, Kenny. Kenny.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, man.
I did that because I didn't know how long Wanda was going to talk. Okay.
I could have told you how long she would talk.
Okay. So
Kenny,
I'm gonna
why are you shutting it down, man?
Gosh. I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired.
You're tired?
Why don't you shut Wanda down?
I know. You never shut Wanda down. You only shut us down.
What?
Amen.
Wanda has led to more conversions from Christianity than anyone else. And she has proven Christians are liars. She has promised her panties and never delivered.
Not once.
She never promised her panties.
Did she promise not to send her panties?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
No, she did not.
Oh. She just said, shut it down. Shut it.
Shut it down.
Yeah, we're going to shut it down.
Kenny, wait a minute. Can you give a shout-out to Khabib?
Shutting it down.
Kenny, can you give a shout-out to my MMA buddy, Khabib, please?
Khabib?
Yes.
Yeah, Khabib. Give a shout-out to Khabib.
But you won't give a shout out to Muhammad Atta. Come on, man. That's
and
crazy,
our friends
man.
In Afghanistan.
And the Shia in Iran.
Let's
hey,
hear
can you get a shout out?
Kenny, what's Farrar, man? What's Farrar doing?
He's watching TV.
Oh, bring Farrar.
Is he bent over?
Oh.
No. Hey, Tony, they want you to come on the air. Come on the air.
Yeah,
say
well,
hello there.
He'll keep the show. He'll keep the show going at least.
No, he probably won't.
Back talk.
Yeah, he will, because I'll ask him some questions and we'll get him going.
Well, let's see if I can get Tony to come on the air.
Tony is a friend of Doctrine. Tell him Doctrine is on the line.
Kenny, what did you think of Kent's show today? What did you think of it? Was it good? Did you enjoy it?
You ain't gonna come on? Why not?
Of course. But he won't come on because I asked, and he hates me. He won't come on. That's some bullshit,
Tony.
Man.
Come on, Tony. Jeez. We want to talk to you.
No, he hates you. He don't like brothers,
he
man. That's all it is.
He said no, but he's not bothered.
Of course. If I ask him if he'll come on if I get off the line. I know he doesn't like brothers.
How do you know what he said? Why don't you remove the gimp ball from his mouth first?
Come on.
Gimp ball?
The gimp ball that is in his mouth.
Oh,
remove it first.
Oh, Kenny, you got a gimp ball in your mouth? That's freaky, man. Kenny has some freaky shit.
No, Tony does.
Well,
oh,
God bless
Kenny,
you.
Kenny, what did you think of Pastor Kent's show today? Did you hear it?
I didn't listen to it. What happened to it?
Oh, he ranted about COVID for about 45 minutes. Somebody called in with a great call. Then he ranted about that person for another 20 minutes. It was just a lot of ranting and raving. And Doctrine, he got mad because somebody called in and mentioned that Doctrine sounded like he wasn't on drugs because every other show, he's you know, inebriated on the show. It's very clear. And he got mad about that, too. He just gets mad about everything. It's wonderful. And when you
he does not get mad at the man on drugs. He gets mad at the man who says Doctrine is on drugs.
This is true. That is very true. That's very true. Kenny, that is ungodly. He should be mad at his co-host showing up on his show high as hell. That's not giving the show a good look.
How do
you
know
that?
That's
like... What?
I didn't even know that he's high as hell.
Because he can't speak a sentence. He sounds drunk as hell. And then today he sounded normal. Kenny, come on, man. You haven't heard any of those shows when Doctrine just sounds like he's absolutely shit-faced? I mean,
no.
The dude fell through a fucking wall into his pink room, whatever that is. I guess he liked bunny rabbits or some shit. He got, like, a little 4x4 room that he's in. He fell through the wall and landed in it. There's video of him talking about. And he's also, like, a little, like a mixed Hitler, man. He won't let nobody on that show.
Really?
Yeah, and he's also putting out a double album that no one's ever going to listen to, but he was so excited about it. It was wonderful. I only listen to the show, Kenny. The only thing I listen to hear. What, Kenny?
What did he say the title of his album was going to be?
I don't know, man. He didn't have a name, but, I mean, honestly, if I'm going to be honest and keep it a stack with you, man, the only reason I listen to that show is to listen to Kent lose his fucking mind. I don't want to hear Leroy. I don't want to hear Doctrine. I don't want to hear nobody but Kent take phone calls and lose his shit over people that don't kiss his ass. It's wonderful. It's the most entertaining part of the show. Unfortunately, he only takes about 1.5 calls a show.
1.5 calls? How do you get 1.5?
Well, because he'll take one call, and then he'll hang up on the person, and then he'll get another call, and about 5 seconds into it, he'll hang up on that person before they even get to the point.
True.
So I get 1.5. Honestly, man, I miss the days of you and him doing a show. I miss those days. But Yeah, I know they're never coming back, so.
Yeah, well, we had a good show. I guess we did. We had a good show. I don't know what happened.
He's a former pastor.
Okay, so God bless him, you know.
No, Kenny, here's the thing, man. The reason why I don't think you and Kent can do a show together is because your personalities are so different. Like, you're kind of laid back. And, you know, you like to talk about God, but you can laugh at yourself. I've never seen or heard a person that has less a sense of humor than that man. He can't laugh at anything, and he is the most uptight, angry man. He clearly is not very pastoral, if you will. And he also has absolutely no understanding of the English language. Johnny can attest to that. He creates new words every show that I've never heard of before.
Really?
Yeah, man. What was the one today he tried to say? He tried to say metastasized about cancer. What did he call it? He say materialized or something like that? I don't know. He was saying all kinds of – said something else about Caucasian, like different kinds of – I don't know. He was talking all kinds of nonsense today. And it was funny.
Well, God bless him. He's trying, at least. You got to give him credit for that.
I mean, I would give him more credit if he would make it a two-person. He doesn't need seven co-hosts. He needs one other one, maybe. And then he needs to take calls. If he did that, I would have a lot more respect for him. But that's just me, brother. That's just my thoughts. I like the way you do your show aside from Wanda getting a full hour to ramble, I like how you do your show.
Okay, we got another caller here, 111. Let me bring him on and see who we got. 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Show's over.
Hi.
Hey, you doing, bitch, Kenny?
Not even the real one.
Oh, this is sick.
Yes, my
man?
Son. This is Dr. Rabbi Pastor Barmitzian Lutheran Catholic Father.
Goodbye. Yeah, goodbye.
Kenny, that wasn't even a real one, man.
Yeah,
that wasn't even a real one, man.
Yeah. Another Pastor Kent wannabe.
Man, 0-6, that's a hell of a batting average. Whew. Lord have mercy. So, Kenny, is Wanda going to be on your next show?
To tell you the truth, I really do not know.
She recovered from that gunshot wound quick, man. She got shot the night and did a show the next night.
She didn't get gunshotted. She didn't get shot.
I thought you said that. I thought that gunman in Atlanta shot him, and then she went to the prison or something like that.
No, it was on her street.
Oh! I thought she got shot in the street.
No,
she was over there the man was over there to collect the panties.
Oh, very confused, man. I'm sorry, Kenny. I get confused sometimes, brother.
That's all right, there, DZ.
I'm
God
glad she's okay. Amen.
I think I scared her away.
I think so, too. I would agree. I would agree. She seemed very put off by that.
Wanda is a very busy woman. She will be on the next season of Flavor of Love.
Oh, is that true, Kenny? Blaze still doing shows?
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I heard this.
I thought you had to be younger to do that show, but is Wanda young, Kenny?
No. She's 57.
Oh.
Let me ask you this. Does Wanda look more like Esther Rolle or Weezy Jefferson?
That's a fair
question,
Kenny.
Neither one.
Oh.
Neither one.
Mm.
Okay, we got another caller here. 111, you're on the air. Hello?
I like to bid 100 on Wanda's pennies.
Seven?
Can you repeat that, sir?
Right now, the panty bid is over 300.
Wait a minute. Can you repeat it, sir?
I'd like to bid 400.
You'd like to bid 400?
400.
Wow.
Okay. We'll take your bid, okay?
Kenny, let me ask him a question about the panties real quick. What would you like them pre-worn for 3 or 7 days, sir?
Them being pre-worn for a month.
Oh, a month? Man, they're going to be dookie stains in there if you wear them for a month, man. You want dookie stains?
Yes, sir. Yes,
wow.
Sir.
Wow. $400
for
dookie stains?
The blacker the stain, the blacker the berry.
Oh. Kenny, you need to make Wanda aware of this. It's the easy $400, man. Just wipe some turd on one of the diapers and just send it away. It's an easy $400.
Well, I don't know.
I'd ship some Huggies for $400, but ain't nobody want my Huggies for $400.
Do you know how many hand jobs you would have to give under a bridge to make $400?
Wow, that's a good point, man. By my math, I think that would be like 80 hand jobs. Hold on a second. Oh, no, 85, because if you do it $5 a clip, I don't do math very well. You know what? Never mind. It's a lot of hand jobs, Kenny.
And when the hobos are coming, yell, shut it down.
Kenny, does Muhammad approve of hand jobs?
I'm not Muhammad, but Muhammad married 6-year-old women.
That's
so he pretty much approves of everything.
You know, Jesco did that. Remember Jesco? He liked women young. He said, I remember one time he said he thought his cousin was hot, and he said, if anybody's ever going to fuck my cousin, it's going to be me. And I said, damn,
what?
Jesco, that's some cold-blooded shit.
Well,
he said, if there's grass on the field, I don't play ball.
Whatever happened to Jesco? He's not on Discord no more.
That's a good question. I mean, I don't know. I didn't know him as well as some of the other fellas did. I think he just wanted to go in another direction, a more white direction, I would say.
Kenny, do you know anyone in Indiana that can do some reconnaissance?
Johnny's in Indiana.
Can he
reconnaissance? He does reconnaissance. I've seen pictures.
Hey, Johnny, are you there?
Is he baiting?
Oh, I was muted. Hello, what?
Yeah, Sam wants to know if you can do some reconnaissance for him in Indiana.
To find Jesco?
Yes,
I think he just, oh, I thought he just meant general reconnaissance. He already does that.
Jesco wanted to be back, he'd be back. He doesn't want to be back, I don't think.
Kenny, did you know Johnny Longfeather is a private detective on the side? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know
I just found out recently. If you ever need any private detective work done or any, you know, private dick, if you will, you call Johnny, man. He good at it.
No gay stuff.
He found my ex-wife. He found my ex-wife.
That means you will not get a call.
This Muslim's something else. You mentioned the Muslim Brotherhood. Jihad.
I would like to put out a $1,000 award for the person who brings Jessica to me.
This ain't me, Kenny. Don't blame me.
Okay. All righty. Let's try another 111 caller. Okay. That's it. Good night, everybody. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Okay, see you tomorrow. Bye.